You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You may or may not believe in. It's Friday Live on BFM, brought to you by the Thirsty Dog.
Indeed. Thank you, Thirsty Dog. And thank you to Sandy Mill for coming up to 95BFM.
Well, hello there.
Welcome.
Now, Sandy, that was you singing on that new telepathic song we just played right before we jumped into this, yes?
Yes, it
was. And, of course, it's Darren Harkness.
Darren Harkness, who was acting
on
a today.
Guitar and a half drum kit, we'll say.
A kick drum and hi-hat, yeah.
Sweet. Hey, should we just kick straight into a tune and then come back for a yak? What do you reckon?
Yeah, all right, let's do that.
Sick. I'll just turn that down and move this over here.
We haven't had a sound check, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
Have we? No, but that's all right. It's what you can do it as we go. Because that's how we roll, right? So nothing to lose first?
Yep.
Okay.
Let me get that on you here. Sorry. Real noises, everyone. There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
you. Thank you.
Sandy Mill, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very, very nice. I'm pretty sure that's the blues. I don't know much about anything, but that sounded like the blues to me.
It's kind of leans that way.
What was the name of that one?
Nothing to Lose.
I figured that much. I probably could have guessed.
It's Nothing to Lose. I mean, I kind of draw on quite a bit, like a bit of blues, bit of soul, you know, old school soul.
It's powerful. It's powerful.
But I also like rock.
I can hear that.
So,
we should let everyone know if you wanted to catch Sandy Mill in person, right in front of you, pretty much. You're playing Finger Picking Good on the 16th of November down there at Wine Cellar next week.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Part of the Kingsland Folk Club buzz.
And you are too, mate.
I am.
But nice.
Me and like a few other people.
Yeah. So Ed Walker, oh my gosh. The Bollins.
I have got it all here, I could say. Sandy Mill Music, The Bollins, Ernie Bell, Tehuhu.
That's right. And Ed Walker.
Right on.
So Darren's going to be in my band along with...
Is this like a sort of a shrunken version?
This is a shrunken version, yes.
Cool.
On drums I've got Milan Boric.
Oh, far out. Old mate Milan.
Yeah.
Oh, we know Milan. Oh, what a rare. Milan's the best.
And Ben King on bass and
perfect.
Diane Swan on rhythm guitar and BVs.
That rhythm session's great. Those two are
I know. Nice. So I'm quite spoiled. Really, I've got pretty hell band.
Right, that does sound like a good band.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
And yes, of course, Darren's going to be joining us too.
You're relieved of your drum duties, mate.
Bass drum duties.
Yeah, sorry.
Your feet do things anyhow when you make music, don't they?
So this is true.
In front of them,
this
know?
Is true. I'm going to keep an eye on your feet on this next one, John.
Mine?
Yeah, what are your feet
What's
doing,
the next
mate?
One, Sam?
Should we do Let It Go, since we're talking about rock? This is not really going to sound like rock, but it does. We know eventually release singles and stuff next year. I'm holding off a record store day because it's only coming out on vinyl and digital.
Oh, a little special thing for record.
So, this one's called Let It Go. Now I've got to count it. Hang on.
Time to cry, and if you see me, let
goodness.
Very nice, very nice.
Perfect. I've only just learnt how to play that on guitar. It's quite, and obviously not very well yet, but that's okay.
That sounded chill.
Yeah, old mate Darren Owens texted in and said, your voice still, you still have an awesome voice. Used to be in his dad's band, Blitz.
Oh my gosh.
Old mate
that's
Darren
going
o.
back.
He's an old mate, Darren O.
Holy yeah, moly, that's going back. Hey, man. Well, I hope it's got better in age. Like like fine Scotch whiskey and good wine.
Hey, I've just sort of got a vague sort of question about, so when's Record Store Day next year?
Is it the 21st of April.
Okay, and you were saying that you're going to have some vinyl, hopefully, for Record Store Day?
Yes,
is that
it
kind
will
of,
be.
Is it
will be out
is that
then.
Something that you've put into motion already? Because the turn, you sort of get this, you hear that pressing vinyl these days like takes such a long time because there's more demand and there aren't quite the same record producing plants that there used to be.
Turnaround's actually quite quick.
It's not too bad. And I've actually, I was kind of onto it and got it. It's being pressed as we speak.
We're about, have you gone to Australia?
Yeah, Zenith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and they're good people to deal with, actually. Yeah. I've had no problem with them.
Have you had a listen to the test pressing and
I
sent
did.
Your feedback?
John's doing like excellent fingers right
I
now.
I did.
It's always this sort of stuff for me. It's always like really curious. I'm curious about this because, you know, like if you receive your record, you're like, I don't know because I'm not involved in the project, but you know, when you get it and you're like, oh, maybe they could take some mids out or turn them off.
Oh, no, but see, no, okay. So that happens
with mastering.
Mastering.
With the mastering.
Yeah.
You might be able to do, I don't know where it comes, I think when the wax hits the plate,
so basically.
It's just you're listening to whether or not they've ruined it or not,
yeah,
basically. Like
And noise. I had an issue with my B side.
Oh, yeah.
It was a little bit noisy. It kind of snap, crackle, pops.
Some
you know?
Weird artifacts, yeah.
And apparently that's quite normal for test pressings because they don't heat up the plate.
Yeah.
As hot as they would with a run.
Do you have someone with an excellent hi-fi that you went round to someone's house?
Mate,
and who's got the best hi-fi in town? Because we're listening to my 7-inch.
I went to like five people and
is it just me?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. It's interesting how different people's sound systems are.
True,
that's
right?
All I can say. So, no, it was good, and I went to really amazing system, sort of like
perfect.
A studio system, and then went to a few friends' lounges and, you know, trusted a couple of people with test pressings.
That's cool.
And went ran and got them back. Yeah. So apparently they're quite it's best to hold on to those.
They're cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But So there's sorry, I'm just putting a guitar down.
Oh, you're changing shape now. What are we doing? You've definitely got a lot of shaking instruments up here.
Yeah. Well,
I love these ones. Can I have a muck around with this?
Yeah, yeah, that's called a kibasa.
One of my favourites. I don't really know what
you
to do
need,
with it.
You need
I
a really bit more like practice there, mate.
I don't own one. That's one of the rare things that I don't know.
Well, I mean,
they're hella fun, eh, those things?
Yeah, they are.
Interesting sound. It's kind of should I explain to people what it is? It's like a round circular sort of thing on a handle with heaps of ball bearings attached around it, like heaps a big weird necklace.
Yeah, so you can kind of use it in various ways. You can go like this.
Yeah, that's nice. There you go.
And then you can go.
Or if John's mucking up, you can just hiff it straight at John across.
Or you can go like this.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, there's lots of things you can do with it.
Sweet. So this one's, obviously, this is a percussive number.
Well, it's just, no, not really. I just bought them up in case I needed it.
You don't want to be
sure
wanting. You don't want to be left wanting for a tambourine.
No, it happens too. You forget your percussion. It's like, oh, I needed that.
Fair enough. What's it called? We'll get one more out of you for sure, right? This
yeah.
is what's happening.
Is that cool?
Yes, please.
Okay. Should we do Light of Day or Gift
sure.
Box?
That one sounds fine. You can do that. Light of Day, that's cool
with
me.
Okay.
I'm easy, really.
That's good, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Are we the
band?
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm lost and found eternally, given to moments. Touch enough.
goes. I keep myself in check. I got a road to burn. I got my courage back. Sooner or later, it'll come to me. Born survivor, naturally. Why, oh, why did I take so long analyzing my soul? Times it wasn't right, times it never is.
Version, yeah, yeah.
That was Sandy Mill, ladies and gentlemen, accompanied by Darren Harkness.
Harkness? Huck.
Huck?
Huck.
Scottish, you said, eh?
Aye, blossom.
I don't know my Scottish. catch Sandy Mill next week at Fingerpicking Good down there at the Wine Cellar. It's November 16th. All the deets, Sandy Mill, Ed Walker, The Bollins, Ernie Bell, and Te Huhu playing. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
That was Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to the Thirsty Dog.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.